I've got to say, I'm skeptical about the claims here. Running 5000 runs of a 5-line evil seems like overkill for a simple task like writing to file. What are they really testing here?
I think it's actually kind of genius. By running this simple evil so many times, they're able to see how models handle even the most basic tasks. It's not just about the task itself, but about how the models approach it.
But isn't this just a controlled environment? I mean, it's an empty workspace, a fixed prompt. It seems like a best-case scenario for the models. What about real-world complexity?
That's a fair point, but I think the beauty of this evil is that it removes variables. By keeping it simple, they can isolate specific behaviors and see how models differ. And honestly, it's surprising how many models don't take the most direct path.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I mean, some models always take the direct path, while others add all these unnecessary steps. But what's the actual cost of that inefficiency?
The article mentions that the extra steps translate directly into output token usage, which has an actual cost. And they show this chart with 4 clear bands of models based on their efficiency. It's eye-opening to see how much variation there is.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So, what do you think about the claim that choosing a model that overthinks less can save time and money?
I think that's a no-brainer. If you can choose a model that's more efficient for a task, that's a clear win. And the fact that they're providing this data to help developers make informed choices is huge.